I'm going
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jay. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Jay. I just got some assistance a little while ago, and I forgot the lady's name. But the problem is I went through my bank account history, and again, I did not know nothing about this company. I did not know you guys were taking out 5980, whatever it is. But she's refunding me this month. The thing is, like I said, I didn't know you guys had took money out in February. So I'm wondering, how do I get that money back?
To better assist you on locating an account, may I get your zip code, please?
14215.
Thank you for that. And the name on the account?
Wesley Moultrie.
Thank you for that. Give me 1 second while I try and locate that account.
Yeah, because it was for an iPad, and I was supposed to get the iPad, which never came. But that's why I paid the three whatever for the shipping and handling. And yeah, I still never got the device, so I just let it go. But I did not know until I checked, because I locked myself out of my bank online, and that's the only way I can check it. So today I finally got it unlocked. And as I was checking it the first time, I called because I just put that money in the bank, and I did not know you guys were going to take it out because I did not know about you guys, period. And then I looked through the rest of my bank thing, and I forgot, February something, you guys took out another. I did not know you took that out. I wish I would have known it then. I would have stopped it then.
Yeah, I believe I've located the account for security purposes. Can you verify your address?
21 Amsterdam Avenue, Buffalo, New York, 14215.
Thank you for that. Give me 1 second while I read over the notes on the account so I can better assist you.
Thank you.
And now I do show where it looks like you had spoken with a representative earlier in regards to the Bite Sub Meal Plan app, where I do show that she had canceled out the account so that there wouldn't be any future charges, as well as I'm showing that there were 2 credits of $59.89 issued, one off the March 19th charge and the other back off the February 17th charge.
I didn't know she put both of mine there because she never said anything about that. She just said, I'll give you the refund. And then we talked for a minute and then she got off the phone. But she never said what you're telling me right now, which enlightens me a little bit because I was kind of stressing out from it. This service, I get meals for free, so I don't understand why I would sign up for this service because she was telling me what they do and stuff then. I get my meals and everything is free. I don't have to pay for it. But my thing was, I put in, you probably didn't get nothing to do with the iPad, do you?
I'm only showing that you charge for the meal plan app with us, sir.
Yeah, after the iPad. See, they were supposed to send me an iPad. And
I'm not showing any charge for an iPad, sir. I'm only showing the charges for the meal plan app.
Okay,
that was the only account with us.
That's what I'm telling you. It was for iPad. And I guess somewhere down in the policy or whatever, it included this service, which I did not know about because I did not read it, which is my fault. But I was told that I was supposed to get an iPad. That's why my credit card information was even in there. Other than that, it would have never been in there. But, yeah. I appreciate you for enlightening me, though, anyway. And, yeah, I don't know who I got to call about my iPad, but I still haven't received it. And they took the $3.95 on my account. Maybe I could just forget that and get the phone number. That's what I'll do. That's how I got you guys' phone number off the bank statement.
Yes, sir.
But, again, thank you for enlightening me because I just ran across that. And I'm like, I know I never used the service because I didn't know about the service. But, yes, so thank you again. And you have a wonderful day, evening. Today's my birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday.
Thanks. I turned 59. I don't like it. You ever think about the youth of you and miss it? Because I do. I do that every day. This is my brother was telling me, I used to be able to jump a 6-foot fence. I told him I can't jump the curb now. I might hurt myself. But yeah. Well, anyway, it's enough of me talking. It's 1:30. I'll let you get back to work. And thank you again very much.
And thank you for calling customer support. And have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.